T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Someone tweeted at me that reopened Bucks County has posted a letter from DA Matt Weintraub to the police departments requiring his recommendations on policing mask mandates. Well, that's good, because I don't think the police should be involved. We'll read you that in the next hour. But I'd like to hear the DA say it's not a criminal matter. Maybe he did in there. Okay, if he did, then I salute him. That's what DAs ought to be saying. Joan Cohen has joined us recently a lot, and I'm very grateful for that. Joan is the vice president of the under siege, I would say, big time, Penridge School District, who I think is a shining example of exerting their authority as a school board versus just some bureaucrat that doesn't have authority over that district in the galaxy far, far away called Harrisburg. Joan is with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joan, thank you. And I'll get this out of the way first. I know because we read this because of the legal matter of this lawsuit, a private criminal complaint against the school board. That's heavy duty stuff. You can't comment on that, right?
Correct. What I offered earlier is all we're able to say on that right now.
Okay, that's fair enough, and we await when you can. I just noted, Joan, as you probably heard, this shows you how big time, and I'm not going to draw you in, don't comment on this, I'll just comment, how big time some people on the other side are. A criminal matter, wow, rather than a policy difference. But I know, and you have a good eye on this, I read the shocking thing, this principal over in Norristown saying that at the elementary school level, they have 375 students, grades 1 through 4. The kids can't wait to put those masks on every day. Eagles masks, funky designs. What do you say about that, Joan?
Well, I did read the article as well, and I agree with the sentiment that it's an adult problem, and it really is. It's a problem with adult politicians that, again, are overreaching, saying one thing one day that we're going to allow school boards to have the control, and then when the school boards don't make the decision that they want, they go ahead and try to assert authority in a different way. So it is an adult problem in that way. But what I would add also is that there's a difference between elementary students, of course, and high school students. And I would hazard a guess that if the reporter had gone to a high school, that there would be a different picture. In fact, in our high school, most of the students are not wearing masks. Again, when given the choice, they're choosing to not wear masks. They're a little more mature and able to be confident in making their own decisions. And so that's what they're doing. And I think the beauty of it all is that everybody has that choice. And that's really what it should come down to.
Well,
each family making that decision.
Let me slow down on that. Yeah, Joan. So you're saying at the high school level in Penridge, they're not wearing masks. Has the school taken any action, or based upon the board directive, they're told not to take action on that?
Correct. As I said the other day, you know, we're accepting the forms, the exception forms, and there should be no. I think that there were some reports of students, you know, teachers offering or somebody offering one, asking maybe if the student had, just making sure that they had the form, but that wasn't uniform, and I haven't heard of any of that today. In general, people have been pleased. I've been hearing from parents mostly that they're pleased with how it's being
carried out. Do you have any idea, Joan, of how many people applied with that template that your school board worked up that parents can get? How many use that? Do you have any idea?
Well, there were some preliminary numbers, you know, certainly hundreds, but
hundreds?
They're coming in.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. They're coming in continuously to the school district because the word is kind of getting out. Not everybody pays attention to announcements, emails, what have you. So I know that there's still people are still exercising the option as they become aware.
Wow, that is impressive already, though. You know, I hear what you're saying, too. It's going to be slow. I wouldn't have guessed it would reach that. And I don't know if you inspired it. We have a friend over in the Souderton School Board who kind of reminds me of you in some ways, the vice president over there. Souderton has a template, too, I believe, and is accepting the exemption, which is all legal. And apparently Central Bucks, and then in other parts of Pennsylvania, you have school boards that are outright rejecting all this from Wolf. You know, we know how difficult that can be because there might be some sanctions that you and I discussed. So all in all, we're starting to see both school boards and parents, I think a fair statement is, push back against this.
Yeah, they are. And for school districts elsewhere in the state, I would just say, again, that the way that the order is written, it allows for the exceptions. So
yes.
you're within the order to accept those exceptions from students, and it doesn't require a doctor's note or a note from a psychologist. So if anybody would ask me personally, what I would say to them is that, you know, here's how you can follow that order just in the same way that we did.
Well, I think it's beautiful what the lesson is from Pembridge. Within the law, following the rule of law, even though I could even make an argument, Joan, without bringing you into that constitutionally, and I think your people there might think that the school board has ultimate say over this. Back to 1968, not somebody who, if she's able to do this, she literally could do anything to any business in any way, shape, or form. But that fight is for the courts, I guess. That's what's going to happen. You guys have followed the rule of law, but also you're recognizing, in a way, the primacy of parents in this.
Yes, and we will continue to do that. It is important to us that the family has the say in how and when and where their students are educated. You know, we can't speak, as I said the other day, I can't speak to how a mask affects a particular child. So we just have to trust that the parents know best and allow them to do that. And yeah, there's a reason why you have different levels of government with different authority. And certainly when it comes to schools, I think local authority is best.
Joan, well put. Thank you very much, particularly given everything that's going on. Thanks for coming on, Joan.
No problem. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you. And Will, Dan and I will be abreast with all this lawsuit stuff and all as it develops. I mean, they can't, that's fair, answer on that. But you heard what she said, though. By her calculation, at least at the upper grades level, a great number of students are unmasked in Pembridge. Now, is the empire in Harrisburg going to strike back? We'll see what happens. And we're told, at least on Twitter, that Reopen Bucks County posted a letter from DA Matt Weintraub to the police departments. I'm not sure if that's an old letter or not, Dan, regarding his recommendations on policing mask mandates.
Yeah, I've requested a source for this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good. But we'd love to get the DA on to talk about this, and I hope this directive says what the DA in Lebanon County and York County said. No, this is not a criminal matter. The school district should deal with it. The police should not be involved, and certainly not criminal.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.